thing I'd like to emphasize as a for your reflection is that the fact that we're very busy and have a lot to do and don't feel especially inclined to add any more details to our life, that this needs to be evaluated once in a while. It's the favorite ploy of the false self to suggest that we really shouldn't take the spiritual journey too seriously or pray too much or really commit ourselves to the practice of centering prayer, let alone to bringing its fruits and effects into everyday life until we have the ideal circumstances to do so, such as when the children have grown up, when I've recovered from a prolonged illness, when I have paid all the bills, when I've finished my studies, when I've raised the children. All of these are monumental aspects of everyday life, and so there's a tendency, well, I'll wait until these things are accomplished, then I'll be in a much better position to devote myself full time. So now we're chronologically somewhere in at the state of retirement, and it's not long from retirement to the beginning of senility, and it's not long in that process before we're no longer here. So what I'd like to just emphasize is that now, N-O-W wrote big, now is the time to pray, because now is the time we need it. When we're half dead, we'll have other methods of trying to remain recollected, but it's right now when the tire has blown out on the throughway and your engine has stopped and you're waiting for help. Don't postpone praying until the tow truck comes along. Now is the time. In other words, the more trouble you're in, the more you need both the prayer itself and the practices. And contemporary life is obviously, if anything, getting more hectic and faster as a pace and noisier as a sound and overwhelming as a reading operation. So in that spirit, the attention, intention practice is one of several that can be especially useful. And as a practice, the attention aspect of it is suggested usually for a certain specific period of time. So I think somewhere in the booklet it mentions that something like choosing an hour just to see if we can pay attention to what we're doing for an hour. And the second step is to do that, attending to what we are doing with the simple intention, not complex or not referring to the future, but just the intention right now to do it for the love of God or in God's presence or whatever disposition in relationship to God we feel comfortable with at this time in our spiritual journey or under the circumstances that we might be in today.